When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, you probably know the bad news. Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There is a better alternative. Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. I have been using Monarch Money for over a year now, and it makes my weekly money dates so much easier and a lot less stressful. I tried all of the other personal finance apps, but they just didn't work for me. I love Monarch because I can see exactly where my money is going and track my goals all at the same time. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, your investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Monarch has a tool that also lets you easily import your data from Mint so you can keep all of your tags and categories. And unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, very intuitive design makes it so easy to set up, customize, and use. And one of the features I love most is Monarch has built-in features to collaborate with your partner, your family, or your financial advisor. You can invite them to your account at no extra cost. They get their own login, and you can have a joint view of your finances. Monarch is also the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up automatic rules for transactions. You can go to town with Monarch. Plus, they have ad-free privacy you can trust. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of the show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. Hey, I'm Shauna Comte-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we have a doozy of a podcast to end our Summer Money series. We are talking to Chris whining all about how he decided to save $1 million, retire at age 35, and of course, live happily ever after. We're going to hear his tips, how he exactly accomplished this goal, and how you might be able to set a lofty goal like that too, and definitely achieve it. I hope you've enjoyed this week where we brought you all sorts of different tips from money experts, certified financial planners, cool people that are out there doing amazing things and making money. I hope that you put some of these tips into action. Just a little reminder that Millennial Money will actually be on summer hiatus for about a month. We'll be back at you in mid-July with all new episodes. But between now and then, don't worry, we're going to be replaying twice a week some of our very favorite podcast episodes. If you've never heard them before, this is the chance to catch up. If you've heard them before, maybe it's a time to have a little reminder of some of the best tips that we think will really help get your money in shape for the summer. So we'll look forward to seeing you again in mid-July. But for now, enjoy this awesome episode on how Chris decided to save $1 million and retire.
Millennial Money with Shauna Comte-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, Chris, I am so excited to have you as a guest on the podcast. You have an awesome story, and I just can't wait to share it with the listeners.
Well, I'm so happy that you're having me on to share that story.
So, you know, a lot of us have these sort of big, lofty money goals. Sometimes we get there, sometimes we don't. But you actually set out to accomplish a really big, lofty goal that you actually accomplished. So I was wondering if you could just share a little bit about that goal and kind of how that came about and how you accomplished that.
Sure. So that's a pretty
I know it's a big question.
So yeah, feel free to interrupt at any point, and I'll try to unpack it little by little. So like probably many listeners, I followed a pretty typical life path. You know, I went to high school, I applied to colleges, I got into some okay ones, and then I went to one of them where I actually was majoring in finance. And then like midway through college, I switched over to, I discovered computers and then switched over to an IT degree. It was called in Management Information Systems. And I loved it because I got really involved in sort of the sort of hacking game. So the sort of good guys versus bad guys and hackers and all that stuff, computer security. And after I graduated from college, that was like my dream job, was getting one of those. And I was fortunate to land one of those in 2001. It was a little bit tough at that time because the dot-com bubble was had already popped, and like a lot of IT jobs were hard to come by. So I did actually land one, thankfully, in Madison, Wisconsin at the time. And so, yeah, so I was looking at, you know, having this great career. I was making okay money at that time. I mean, just being out of school and wet behind the ears, like I wasn't getting paid very well. And yeah, life was good. And I started, you know, progressing in my career, making a little bit more money. I switched jobs. And then in my maybe like late 20s, you know, I'd been pretty good about saving money at that point. And so I'd saved up enough for a down payment on a condo. So I bought a condo, and then I bought my dream car, which was a BMW. It wasn't brand new. It was 3 years old, but I still bought this car that I'd always wanted. And I was like, you know, like it was great. Like my life was great. I was happy and all that stuff. But then, when I was getting into my late 20s, I really started getting a little frustrated or bored or even like sort of disillusioned with this whole 9-to-5 corporate life, because it was just really, really repetitive, right? Like waking up, driving to work, dealing with an inbox full of problems, and then driving home, making dinner, watching TV, maybe exercising, and then like knowing that you have to do that
Over again and again and again.
Yeah, like ad nauseum, like if you've ever seen the movie Groundhog Day, like just like living the same day over and over again. And that was sort of my wake-up call. That was like the epiphany of like if I don't do something, like if I don't make some changes in my life around money, like this is going to be my future for the next 30 or 40 years, even, like this 9-to-5 grind. And I was like, I just can't do that to myself. Like I can't do that to my future self.
Right.
I wanted like some more options. And you talk about that a little bit, like having options, right? So
yeah.
So that's when I took a step back and realized like I had a choice. I could continue like spending all the money I was getting on all these material things, or I could start saving a lot more and investing that money and then potentially maybe stop working. And so that's like what I really focused on for a few years, was really sort of slashing a lot of spending on stuff that wasn't really, like, really didn't make me happy, and investing that. And then also like focusing on another big part of money, which was earning more. So like taking my career more seriously and trying to earn more there. So
was it just kind of a one day you just sort of woke up and went, okay, I need to change all these things? Or did you start, you know, with maybe, okay, I need to change this, and then you worked on that, and then you started on something else?
Right. So I think like the big epiphany was, I can't do this forever. And so like looking at like a huge monstrous goal of like retiring early, which is what I ultimately ended up doing. I mean, that's so overwhelming. Like you're just gonna like not do anything because you don't know where to start. So it really started with getting a handle on my spending. And at that time, I really had no idea where my money was going. Like, it was just coming into my bank account and then it was leaving. Right. And sure, I was like saving 5% into my 401k retirement account. You know, that would just come out of my paycheck, which is a great way to save for retirement. But like, other than that, it was just money was coming in and money was leaving, and I didn't really know where it was all going. And so sort of step number one was really tracking it. And so I tried a bunch of different tools. There's, you know, tools like mint.com, and, you know, Personal Capital and all these online tools now that weren't really around back then. Right. But those are a really good way to sort of get a bird's eye view of where your money is actually going, because it will like automatically categorize, you know, that you're spending this much on food or this much on housing, X, Y, and Z. And so that's what I did. I just first figured out like, where is my money going? And then after that, I could start sort of systematically cutting back on areas where I wasn't really getting the value out of spending the money that I would have hoped to. And instead,
which I think is a really, really great point, because, you know, I think, I've met so many different people that, you know, I always tell people like, it doesn't, you know, budgeting doesn't discriminate, or, having, you know, being able to achieve goals to be a millionaire, you can do it on a $30,000 salary. You can do it on a, you know, $1 million salary. I think though, there's a great sort of, awakening that comes when you realize, and I've personally been through myself, so I completely understand where that thing no longer has, you know, a value. And you see that thing like, wow, if I didn't buy that thing, where could I be now? You know, maybe I could be well down the road to being retired, or go on my dream vacation, or quit my job and launch something else, or, you know, whatever. I think that's a powerful moment when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So for me, just to tack on to what you're saying there, it was really this idea of the daily $5 latte, right? And there's a lot of experts out there. They're like, oh, you shouldn't worry about the $5 latte. Like, that's not a big win. Like, you should be going after big wins. Mm. But what I found was like making small, manageable changes. I mean, that's what really improves your ability to make or to change the big things, right? So if you start out with cutting out the $5 latte, like, you start building momentum and you figure out, oh my God, I cut out this $5 latte and I'm still alive. Right. And that means it's easier to cut out like a bigger thing, like maybe eating out every day. I know a lot of people eat out like every single day. Like, maybe you eat out less per week. Right. Or whatever. And it sort of snowballs down the line. And then you sort of figure out like where you get the most bang for your buck when you're spending money.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Those are great tips.
Life does not happen biweekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin, it's an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, the money you get from Earnin, it could do a lot of things. Maybe you spend it on a gift for someone special in your life, or in my case, an unexpected and very expensive trip to the vet for my pup Winnie, or maybe you use the money towards your upcoming rent payment. There are lots of ways the Earnin money could go to use. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin, T-A-L-K-I-N, money, under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin, money, under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
So you're going along this journey, you're wanting to retire early. What was actually the point or the moment where you realized, okay, this is actually possible?
I think it was, that's a really good question. I think like way back when, it was probably before I actually decided that that was what I wanted to do. I think it was, I had started investing when I was, 22, right out of college when I got that first job, and I was putting money into, my 401k account, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of employers offer a 401k account. It's easy to use and to set up. And, I didn't have hardly any money then, right? Like just coming out of college on a very tiny starting salary. Like I actually went back and looked at how much I was investing back then. It was $66 a month. I mean, cause that was like right. That's all I could afford. But then, over time I was able to increase those amounts, but I think it was really, probably like in my earlier, even mid 20s, when I started seeing my investments grow, right? Like when mm-hmm. I physically saw, from my account statements that, I had put in whatever X amount and now it was double that, or like I had, my investments right. had made me $1,000. And then that was like, well, that's like me, my investments are working for me. And that mm-hmm. was a really powerful, lesson, was seeing that, my money can make money for me without me having to do anything.
Yeah, that's such a, it's such a great thing when you log onto your account, you're like, whoa, I just made money. Not so great when you don't, but you can weather the storm. So there are a lot of listeners, that are still, no matter what salary they make, completely fearful of investing in the stock market, whatever reason it may be, Wall Street mongers, what happened in 2008, 2009, or just purely don't understand investing. What sort of tips would you offer to somebody who's kind of in that situation?
That's a really good question, because I mean, yes, investing does come with risks, right? Like we saw that, like you mentioned, during the recession when the market went down 25-30%, and people lost a lot of money that way, but it's sort of paper. I mean, it's not like you're not really losing money. Like you're losing money in your account, but I think over the long term, it's been, historically the market has always gone up. So if you look at the data, over the last 200 plus years, the market has always gone up to the tune of around 7% annually. So yes, you're going to have these peaks and valleys. And so I think the first thing for someone that's maybe just starting investing is that, like, you really shouldn't be investing money that you know you need in the next 3 to 5 years, right? So right. if you're trying to save up for a house, or you're trying to save up an emergency fund, or you're trying to save up for a car, or whatever it is, and you know that you need that money in the next year or 3 years or even 5 years, I mean, that's money that you shouldn't be investing, because the sort of risk that you can run into is that you invested that money and things might be going great. Like over the last, well, ever since the recession, the market has been going up, and everyone's a super smart investor, right? Because everyone's making money. It's really easy to, but if you're investing money, and then we run into another recession, like you can lose, you know, 30% of that money in the span of just a few months. So I think that's probably the first thing to understand about investing is that, yes, it's not risk-free. Right. You can potentially lose money. But if you think long-term, I think you're probably going to come out ahead because investing is probably going to beat stuffing money under your mattress or even saving it in a savings account or a CD.
Yeah, exactly. So what is retirement like?
Well, I'm 38, so I'm still young. And for me, it's been actually almost a year now. So, I only have 1 year down of early retirement. And I think like the biggest thing that I'm learning so far is just having, sort of like autonomy and control over my time. Like,
right.
Like I was laughing because the other week I slept in on a Tuesday until 11 a.m. And I was like this is crazy. Like I would never have been able to do this, you know, like a year ago, like just sleep in on a Tuesday while everyone else is running off to their job. I mean, it was just kind of like I don't do that every day, like obviously, but it was just nice knowing that like I have that option now, right? To just sleep in when I want to. I don't have to, you know, wake up with my alarm clock. So for me, it's really about just having control over my time and, you know, doing the things that I really want to do. So I've been doing, you know, some more traveling. I have a website where I write about personal finance. So I'm spending time writing. I live in Wisconsin, so now it's summertime and I'm spending a lot of time outside during the day, doing hiking and swimming and even working out outside. So it's just like having complete control over my time. And that's something that I never really had before. And it's really amazing. Like I don't really know how to describe it, but it's just, it's like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you've been labeled by the New York Times a super saver. I love that. So I would imagine that, you know, being in retirement, you're probably just as, I don't want to use the word thrifty, but just as focused on saving as you were before, right?
What do you mean by saving?
Well, for instance, so now you're living off your retirement. So I would imagine, you know, you're not out, you know, blowing thousands of dollars on super expensive things or vacations. You're still trying to find a way to, you know, do the things that you like to do in life, but still be smart financially.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to say it. So, right. Like, so I don't like walk around in a tuxedo drinking champagne every day.
Oh, come on. Now you're blowing it for us.
Right. But I think that, why it works for me and why it could work for other people is that like, I sort of decreased my lifestyle or optimized it in a way that, you know, I was really happy. Right. So like, yeah, I don't spend money on certain things like my cell phone and stuff like that, like stuff I don't care about. I don't spend tons of money on, but like travel was always something that was really important to me. So like, I don't mind spending thousands of dollars, you know, to travel. That's not a problem, but it's like, it's just being conscious of those trade-offs about where you're spending money. So yeah, I'm not spending, you know, my whole retirement. I still live a pretty sort of minimalistic lifestyle, but I spend in the areas where it makes me the most happy. And, you know, I live a great life that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you have any kind of future business plans or what's on the horizon for you for the next couple of years?
That's a good question too. So I actually started doing some coaching because people started asking me if I could talk with them on the phone. Like I'm always willing to exchange emails with people. People email me all the time, like I'm sure they do with you. And that's cool. But yeah, people wanted to talk through money issues on the phone with me. So since I understand a little bit about economics, I was like, well, I don't really want to talk to people on the phone, but if you pay me a little bit of money, then I'll talk to you on the phone. And so that's working out great because, you know, they get what they want and, you know, I make a little bit of money, which I usually just end up donating anyways. And that's, you know, that's been working out pretty nicely. And I like doing that as well. And, I've also been working on, an online course as well around investing. So, Just dabbling in those couple things and, you know, just trying to enjoy my time as much as I can.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, where can listeners find you so that they can, you know, learn more about what you're up to and maybe read some of your awesome articles and get your investment tool bundle, et cetera?
Yeah, that's great. So it's my name, Chris Reining, and that's R-E-I-N-I-N-G.com. A little bit hard to spell, but that's how you spell it. And yeah, you can go there and sign up for my free tool bundle. So I have a quick guide on how to get started having your money work for you and a little spreadsheet too that I developed to use when I was tracking my spending and saving and investing. So yeah, you can head over there and learn more.
Awesome. That's so great. So thank you so much for coming on, Chris, and sharing your story. I'm sure you're going to motivate a lot of listeners to kind of get re-inspired with their investing and maybe not see it so much as kind of the big, ugly, scary monster.
Yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.